Blackstone Audio presents Hitler, Mussolini and Me, a sort of triography by Charles Davis. This book is read by Gerard Doyle. Truth is stranger than fiction, but it is because fiction is obliged to stick to possibilities. Truth isn't. Mark Twain. Any historical novel weaves together fact and fiction to create a complete tale. But some facts are more fantastic than the most extravagant fiction. Bizarre as they may seem, the factual aspects presented here have been carefully researched, and much of what may seem fanciful is actually where the greatest historical accuracy resides. A description of specific sources and the author's approach to orchestrating chronicle and imagination is found in the afterword. Dedication. For Mum and Dad, who did their bit, and then a bit more. There was a young lady from Riga, who rode with a smile on a tiger. They returned from the ride with the lady inside, and the smile on the face of the tiger. There's three guys stuck in a lift, an Irishman, an Italian, and a German. Sounds like a bad joke, doesn't it? Perhaps it was. Only the German was Adolf Hitler, and the Italian was Benito Mussolini. The Irishman was nobody. The Irishman was me. No punchline, just one disgruntled daughter. Happened like this. In case anyone other than you, my dear, comes across these pages, this is the me that was. German mother, Irish father, studied history and modern languages at Trinity, fluent in French, Spanish, Italian and German, and nowadays exiled so long that my native tongue sounds artificial, as if the tricks of translation have robbed me of my own true words. I think that's it as far as identity goes. Oh, and Granny was English, but nobody's perfect. Thus your motley lineage, my child, an Anglo-Irish, German-Italian Jewess, hopefully with a few other bits bunged in besides. I always had a soft spot for mongrels. We're all mongrels, after a manner, and the sooner our spatchcocked species accepts that fact, the better. Not that I said as much to Hitler or Mussolini. Neither the flatulent windbag nor the constipated prick would have approved. But I take more pride in having fathered an Anglo-Irish, German-Italian...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?